I'm Mike Vardy, and this is the Productivityist Podcast. Welcome to the Productivityist Podcast. I am your host, Mike Vardy, and this week on the show, my friend Diamond Well joins me. He is the creator of the Whole Life Fitness Manifesto, a great book. He's got a great email program that you can get into as well, which you get these emails that are going to prompt you to not just exercise, but also to do some personal development every single day. And that's such a core component, something that I don't find it happens in enough of these programs. And I talked to Dai about that along with a whole bunch of other stuff. So we're just going to dive right into this discussion because Dai's a friend of mine. And, I love a lot of the people that I chat with, a lot of fitness people, but Dai and I have been able to really connect. And I want to share that connection with you here right now, my conversation with Dai Manuel on the Productivityist Podcast. Enjoy. I'd like to welcome Dai Manuel to the Productivityist Podcast. Dai, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike. I'm stoked, man.
So I'm excited because we've had a chance to connect more so this past year at the Dad Summit. We met each other at the first Dad Summit and that I went to, which was 2 years ago. And then this past year we had more time to chat. You have a book out called the Whole Life Fitness Manifesto. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Like you've got a lot going on. Share with my audience a little bit about what you do and how you've built this program and this book so that people can, you know, get more out of not just fitness, but, you know, and get in fit, but just have a better life.
Yeah. You know, I truly believe there's a body, mind and spirit connection. And I think we can all agree that that is true because, you know, when our health isn't in check or as I say, when we're in that state of unhealth, what can we think about at any given moment, all we can think about is getting healthy again, right? Like think back, Mike, last time you had the flu, you know, where you were really, really sick. Like, I mean, you know, laying on the couch, Netflix binging sick, right?
Yeah.
And all you can think of is, man, you want to feel well again. And I think a lot of us get into a certain state where we can just sort of cruise by, but we don't actually deal with some of the issues at hand. And so that's also where the mental as well as the spirituality components come into play, because that will reinforce certain habits. And what I found after 20 years in the fitness and health industries, that the same excuses were coming up over and over again. And really, when I say excuses, it's just bad habits in disguise, you know? Mm-hmm. they're just habits that have become so norm for people that they forget how good it felt to feel good, to wake up in the morning, not have the aches and pains, and to have extra energy and to be sleeping better and handling stress better. And everything in your life just, the colors get brighter and the tastes get sweeter, you know, as we start to focus on building a lifestyle that's got a foundation on health first. And that's really where the book came into play, was to give people a blueprint to help them do that, but with 30 minutes a day. So 2% of the 24 hours, because you and I know all too well, Mike, if we ask people of too much time, they're already strapped for it. It just becomes another reason not to do something. And so I want to work with people where they're at.
And it's not just 30 minutes of straight up exercise either, like physical fitness exercise. That's the thing. When I took the program, I did the initial, you have a program, and I'll get you to talk about it a little bit, that people can sign up for. And it's really super helpful. My wife even did it with me. But it's not just about, like you said, it's not just about the physical fitness. That's just a small component, but it's just a component of those 30 minutes. The other are just as important, right?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes of movement with purpose. So I teach people how to move their body with, you know, most effectively with only 15 minutes. And it really comes down to intensity and people understanding how to push themselves to that point where they feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it elicits a positive response. You know, your body has to adapt. It has to change. It has to get healthier, stronger, fitter. And so I teach people how to leverage 15 minutes very effectively and train their body in such a way that they get great results. And then follow that up with 5 minutes of mindfulness or meditation and just starting that daily practice. It's only 5 minutes, but people write me all the time, and personally myself as well, it's one of the hardest components to adhere to is just sitting still for 5 minutes and being present in the moment and just trying to zone out, you know, and then you follow that up with 10 minutes of concentrated personal development. Now, this is just 2%. It's just 30 minutes, right? But again, when we compound that out over, say, a 28-day phase or after a number of months, or even I've had people now doing this program for almost 2 years, you know, you see this positive effect because it educates us, but also empowers us to now feel confident that we have the knowledge of how to move our body, how to be mindful of some of our choices, and ultimately how to educate ourselves on matters that we're not too familiar with. And that's where the personal development, the education piece comes in. Because I think a lot of the time when we say no to certain things, it's because we lack the confidence in ourselves, and it often stems from knowledge, you know, and just lack thereof. So, you know, if we can start to put a plan together to address those issues so we deal with them before they're an issue, it gives us the opportunity to succeed a lot more.
You know, it's funny, we talk about meditation. I've been a proponent of it for a while now, and I've just finished reading not too long ago the book 10% Happier by Dan Harris. Have you read that book?
Oh, I haven't. I've heard about it. That's super cool. I gotta check that one out.
It's good because he's an anchor for ABC News. Like, he's in the mainstream, and his mentality was, when he was trying to describe this to people who just looked at meditation as kind of this Zen, you know, hipster kind of, you know, granola crunching kind of thing that people do, he basically settled on the description that people resonated with was, it makes me 10% happier.
Right.
And that's the one thing about, like you said, you talk about compounding. 30 minutes a day is not that much to ask. If you break it down, and this is what people need, and I think it's not just for, like you were alluding to earlier, not just in terms of exercise, like physical fitness and fitness in general, but also when it comes to productivity, people don't, they need that quantitative amount, because the qualitative is not challenging to argue. You know, you could say, well, you'll be in better shape, and you'll have a clearer mind, and you'll be, you know, more thoughtful, more mindful. Yeah, but I don't have time for that. Well, you do, because if you break it down, it's really only this percentage of the day or this percentage of the week. And if you do it, so then you can break down the quantitative. How important was it for you? And we're going to get into the whole idea of why you developed this program in the first place. Was it important for you to focus on the quantitative components to accompany the qualitative components?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we measure things differently, right? Mm-hmm. Just in life. And each one of us has a certain way that we weigh out our options, you know, and some of us, we get very skilled at doing that. And I think you and I, actually, I think it might have been you that turned me on to the book Essentialism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, once we start to work that skill, you know, or that muscle to be able to filter through decisions very quickly, we figure out what's important to us and what's not. But a lot of people like to quantify things to either gauge progress or also just to take note of how far they've come, right? And I know, especially when it relates to fitness, it's quite important. So, you know, after experiencing the program, I'm very supportive of the idea of tracking how you do on your workouts, you know, and it's really, how many reps can you complete? How many rounds can you complete in that 15 minutes? And then you may get a repeated workout, you know, every 4 to 6 weeks, you may see a repeat. It's nice to be able to go back and see how you've progressed, even if it's only a few extra reps. You know, it's like I tell people all the time, they're like, oh, I can't do a chin-up. I'd love to be able to do a chin-up. And I'm like, hey, that's great. You're starting at zero, no problem. Let's work you through a program, get you to the point where you can do one. Because as soon as you do one, that's 100% improvement. Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
It's huge. But later on, those changes become healthier and fitter. Some people get discouraged because they don't see the same rapid growth, rapid results that they may have got when they first started. But it's those gradual changes and those progressions, unless you're taking note of them, you may miss them. And that's partially why that's important for the program.
And how interesting is it, you know, when you're dealing with, and I mean, I've worked with fitness trainers before as well, locally. Mm-hmm. One of the things I noticed, obviously, is as you lose weight initially, and then all of a sudden the weight doesn't drop off as much because my assumption, and you can, I mean, I'm no expert, but muscle weighs more than fat. So if you're building muscle, you will eventually hit this point where you're like, wait a minute, I'm doing all this stuff and I'm not losing weight. How important is it to have somebody there, like someone that's accountable, someone that's in the know, whether it's a coach or a trainer, to kind of put all this stuff into perspective? Because I think that that's something that people, they don't necessarily, I mean, they'll buy the programs that are online, like, you know, the old video programs or whatever, and they don't necessarily have that accountability or that, you know, that connection. How important is that when you're trying to take on something, even if it's just, you know, that 30 minutes a day?
Yeah, well, you bring up some great points there, Mike. And one of them, I know it was just a slip. It wasn't intentional on your part, but it just because I know we've also had conversations, you know, off air on this. But, you know, a pound of muscle and a pound of fat, they weigh the same. They're both a pound. Yeah. But when we look at the spatial, like how much space it takes up on our bodies, that pound of fat takes up a lot more volume. It's
true. A pound of feathers and a pound of bricks weigh the same. They're a pound. You're right.
But that's why, you know, a lot of people, they'll start to see a lot of results initially. They lose a lot of body fat, but they don't realize at the same time they're gaining muscle. And muscle and fat, if you're losing them at the same rate from a weight perspective, you're going to notice that your body composition and shape changes, but your weight on the scale stays the same. And that's why I often tell people not to worry about a number on a scale. And this leads into the main part of your question, and it's that why, you know, like, what's the real reason people want to maintain a certain level of health? And I always talk about long-term sustainable lifestyle goals, you know, like 10 years from now. My kids, they're going to be in their early 20s, right? And they're going to be well on their way into adulthood. And, you know, they're eventually going to have a significant other, and they may have kids. And I want to be an active granddad. You know, I want to be able to enjoy a lifestyle similar to what I'm doing right now. Maybe not at the same intensity, but I like to have the freedom to move and do things that I want and not be limited based on my health. And so when I'm doing things today, it's often based on I know I can influence tomorrow. And when you have that honest dialogue with yourself and you have a longer term perspective on your health goals, I find it's a lot easier, you know, to just find that internal drive to continuously do it. And as I say in the tribe, and you've noticed in the group of accountability people, like, cause it's everyday people. That's the beautiful thing. I realize that without a tribe to hold you accountable and to really create that camaraderie with and to be going through this sort of a personal transformation, but also a lifestyle change for a lot of folks, it's nice to have others that are on the same path as you. You know, that you can lock arms together, but also pick each other up when you have those days when you fall, but also to celebrate our victories. And it's a little easier to do that when you're in a private group versus just blasting your wall and your other networks where there's people that aren't ready to hear that. You know, they're not as supportive potentially, or they think, oh my gosh, you just keep talking about this fitness, you keep talking about burpees, you keep, you know, like you know what you ate. And so I wanted a community where it was reinforcing this habits that we're creating for ourselves, and we can celebrate those habits and not feel like we're spamming people or spamming our walls with the same sort of message, because it is very positive. You've seen it inside the tribe. We do have some messages that where people have some concerns or they've run up against a roadblock, and man, all of a sudden you'll see tons of comments of people coming in the tribe and empathizing, relating, providing insight on how they overcame those similar roadblocks in their own lives. And that's the piece that really makes it beautiful. You know, that's the piece that makes it sustainable. And yeah, it starts with 2% a day. But, you know, I've seen so many people, like, I'm doing Tough Mudder this weekend, you know, in Whistler. And there's people on that team that are doing it for the first time. But they're people that started my program over a year ago. And they set themselves a big, hairy, audacious goal to do a Tough Mudder. It's pretty intimidating for a lot of folks, but here's people that weren't exercising, were in a state of unhealth, and they set some pretty lofty goals, and they're going to do it, you know? And that all started with a little 30-minute commitment a day.
Yeah, it's interesting because you don't even have to have, like you said, I mean, your goal could be my goal. I mean, our kids are, you know, close to the same age. You know, I want to be able to keep up with my kids when I'm 55 years old. Yeah. I don't want to be, you know, like struggling. You know, that's why I do things like, you know, I go for my Sunday walk. I do, you know, I stand at my desk a lot of the time. You know, I do stuff like that as well as do, you know, like I'm doing more. I'm getting back into DDP yoga a little bit. I'm offsetting. So what I'm doing now, and I mean, this is how the great thing about what you do. And I want to talk again about why you created the program in the first place when there's so many other ones out there. We'll get to that in a second. But I now am offsetting. I'm not doing it every single day, but I am doing DDP yoga one day and then a WOD the next. So I'm offsetting it, which I think, which is working for me. And that's what I like about what you've built, is that you will get, it's again, that percentage, right? That 10% happier. It's, if you make those measurable things happen, then, and you personalize it to fit your lifestyle, but the consistency of doing it is what's key. Then I think that that's a huge boon. Like first question is, am I doing it wrong if I do it the way I'm doing it right now?
What do you mean? Like,
if I'm doing DDP yoga on one day and then I'm doing the WOD, the workout, am I doing it wrong?
No.
Of course not.
It's, of course not. You're moving every day. You know, yep. That's my whole underlying message, is just get in the habit of doing something every day where you're moving with purpose, minimally for 15 minutes. You know, it's 1% of your 24 hours. And I say move with purpose, like get a little sweat on, get a little huff and a puff going, you know, just get the blood flowing. And you do that any way you can do it. And I love yoga. I think yoga is great. It's not only a hard workout from a conditioning standpoint, but it can also be cardiovascular and works on balance and flexibility and agility. It's multidisciplinary. So I love yoga. I think it's fantastic. But there's also a need to balance it out with some other forms of movement. And so that's why I never say don't just do one thing and do it all the time, because I get people that come to me and they're like, I've been doing yoga for 5 years and I haven't been getting results for a long time. And I'm like, well, what else do you do? Well, I don't do anything else. I just do yoga. I'm like, well, and it's like my running buddies, right? I got friends that are very competitive marathon runners, and it's great, but they'll come and do a functional fitness workout with me where we're doing a lot of other different styles of movements, and they couldn't do 5 to 10 push-ups to save their lives. You know, just they lack the upper body strength. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you put them on a straight line and say, go.
Yeah.
They're off, man. They're gone. And they'll just keep on trekking. And I cannot keep up to them, you know? So it depends on what you're looking to do. But you have to realize, if you focus on just one thing, you do that one thing all the time, you can also create imbalance from that.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why when I was looking at this, I said, you know, I like what yoga offers and I love what you do. How do I fit them both in? How do I make them work? And what I love about there's so many other systems out there that kind of, it's kind of like productivity systems. If you don't do it this way, then you're not doing it right. Right. And what I like about what you've offered is that, you know, I mean, I do my personal development. I do personal development early in the day. I do a lot of reading early in the day. But I still do the reading after the 30 minutes. Like, I still do it. And you know, and believe me, and this is the interesting thing, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this, is that the feedback that my body gives me at that time is, well, you already did your reading. I'm like, but that's not the point. The point is to complete the full 30 minutes. So mm-hmm. whether you've read, you know, because I read every morning, and mm-hmm. it's all about the stuff that I want to talk about, all the personal, but by completing it, I feel like I've completed it. Do you have people that kind of say, well, you know what? I meditate in the morning and then I do the workout. Like I think that the way you've designed it really does hit all the right notes. And so I think that that's the only core part that I see of what you do that you don't want to break up, right?
Yeah. Well, it's this idea of paying yourself first, right? And you know, you hear about this a lot from, you know, the financial gurus out there that talk about how to save money and also maybe have money make money. It's the idea of pay yourself first, right? And make those investments. And we don't get any more time in our lives. You know, we've got a limited amount of ticks on the clock. And my biggest goal with people is just learn how to invest 30 minutes a day and you know, like it's a personal investment, and it's body, mind, and spirit. Because mm-hmm. at the bare minimum, there's going to be days where life happens, man. You and I know, Mike, it happens. And it's like all of our plans, didn't matter how well thought out our agendas were, it's like, oh, it's out the window today, you know? But it happens. It's okay. But if you can at least fit in that 30 minutes, you're just going to be that much more apt and proud of yourself and just confident that you're investing time wisely, you know, because I think it's really easy in today's culture to just lose time. You know, we do. We're just not mindful of it. And we'll be on our device. We'll be on TV. We'll be just, it's amazing. Yep. It's just like 30 minutes goes in as blink of an eye nowadays, you know? So why not be mindful and invest in ourselves with that 30 minutes every day so we can see the compounding effect.
All right, now I'm going to get into a bit of a tougher question. I think it's tougher. I get this a lot too, and I'm sure I'm going to get more and more, is why would you create another methodology? Why would you create another system when there's already so many out there? So why? Why did you do this when there are so many other? I mean, let's face it, the fitness and the fitness industry there's tons. Yeah. And you have 2 decades worth of experience in it. So why did you do it, and why now?
You know, after 20 years in the industry, I've dealt with my fair share of people, just people, all walks of people, you know, and I've been through my own ups and downs from a health perspective, right from the time when I was a kid, straight on through to my early adulthood to now, you know, nearing 40 years old. We have obstacles that we run up against, and it's just, how do we deal with them? Right.
Well, we're human.
And
we're human.
We are. and there's different phases in our lives, and we're going to have different challenges come up against us. And I recognize that people are always seeking for some sort of solution, you know, to a problem, which plagues them all the time, because I see the same excuses. I don't have time. I don't know what to do. And frankly, I don't really know why I want to do it. You know, like there's this idea of people thinking, I really should, you know, or I have to, you know, and if we can get rid of the shoulds in the woods to saying I can and I will and I want to, especially as it relates to fitness, because fitness, you're right, it's a very, very noisy space. And I'm not here to say this is the way or the only way, but my program is a gateway program. It opens up a lot of people's eyes to other opportunities as it relates to fitness that they may not have felt comfortable or confident in broaching. And I learned this through, you know, over 5 years ago, I started what's called Sunday Fun Days. And my wife and I, both trainers and coaches, CrossFit coaches, and we started volunteering our time to train people for free Sunday mornings. And so we'd get anywhere from 20 to 50 people coming out Sunday mornings over, you know, every Sunday for almost 5 years. And the biggest thing we noticed was the community piece. You know, it was the community, the ability to have a space that you can go where you're not going to be judged. Everyone starts where they're at. And we would scale workouts and movements and just everything to suit the person where they're at. And based on the feedback and the results, and also the very, very, very low attrition rate, because we had more and more people coming based on word of mouth and just having fun, enjoying themselves and actually getting fit at the same time, made me realize there was room for more in the marketplace, but especially one that relates to people on an emotional level, you know, and talks about the bigger scope of life. And you know, I don't want to get all philosophical, but at the end of the day, it's all about relationships and having the ability to empathize with your fellow human being and realize that we're all on this planet to do something awesome. And it's nice to have our narratives intertwine every once in a while. So if you have a common community that you plug into on a regular basis, then that's awesome. And I think you get a lot from it, you know? And I know, Mike, you belong to a lot of different communities. And you know, some are very different than others. Some are more on a business, you know, on a transactional basis. And then there's some that are more on a health and lifestyle basis. And we always find communities that we feel best connected with. And when you really start to connect with those individuals in there and create those relationships, I really think that it becomes a lifestyle. It's no longer a program. It's no longer this plan that I have to do. It's like, I love doing this because it's just how I live my life. And that's what I've been striving to get across in every contact point that I have, whether it be online or offline.
It's a great way to do it. I mean, I think that the thing is that, like you said, you're about making sure that people are investing the time in themselves and in their fitness, you know, on so many levels, not just, you know, physical fitness, but all that stuff. And the fact you're giving back and building a community is just rock solid. You know, Diet, this has been awesome. I want to help you help others, my audience in particular. And I know you've got a program that people can sign up for and they can start right away. That's how I got started before I got to pick up the book when I was at the Dad Summit earlier this year. What can people do to get started with your work right away? What can they do?
Yeah, well, the easiest way is to go to wholelifefitnessmanifesto.com. and or my website, diamandwell.com. And you can opt in to be participate in the next phase. We have phases starting every 5 weeks. It's a 28-day phase, but it's always followed with 1 week, which I call a baseline week or a week zero. And then we do another four-week cycle. And it's ongoing. So it's, like I said, it's a lifestyle program. It's not a fitness program. And so it's not like you start and then you hit a certain goal and then it's done. It's your life keeps going. So, so too should your daily maintenance of your body, mind, and spirit. And, you know, just like flossing the teeth, it's something you got to do every day. And so I give people a blueprint to do that. So that would be the easiest way. And then obviously if you have questions or anything that might be fitness, health, and lifestyle related that you're looking for some insight or some direction with, my blog's a great resource. There's nearing 1,100 articles on there now. And some of which are just personal anecdotes from experiences that I've had to some well thought out articles and guest contributions as well from other experts in the industry. So, you know, lots of information there, but reach out. I'm accessible. That's the one advantage to having a unique name. If you learn how to spell it right, you can find me on every social platform just by my name.
Yeah, it's true. You do have a unique name. And up until recently, I thought Vardy was going to be a unique identifier for me, but then also some soccer player came along and took the world by storm. And now there's a Vardy that people, you know, I search my name Vardy on Twitter and my name never shows up because this guy might play for Arsenal. Who knows? thanks again, Di, for joining me. You're on Twitter too, right? People can reach out to you on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. Just my name, Di Manuel, DaiManuel. Reach out to me. I'm on Snapchat too. Like, you want to get an insight and see, you ask me about how my days go. Well, I snap it a lot. And sometimes it's like, man, it's just whatever. But people get a laugh out of it. So I'm like, raw and real. That's sort of my wife and I's philosophy. Raw and real, you know.
Snapchat's great for that too, because it's perfect for behind the scenes stuff. So
yeah, absolutely.
Di, thanks for joining me this week on the Productivityist Podcast.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Big thanks to Di for joining me on the podcast this week. Of course, all the show notes indicate where you can go, and I strongly encourage you to sign up for one of the rounds of the fitness training that he offers. And it's not just fitness of the body, but it's fitness of the mind as well. And I think that's something that we don't do often enough. And I even drop the ball on this from time to time. I drop the ball on this. It's not like, believe me, I am fallible. I'm fallible. That's why I have John Polstra to produce this show for me, because there's no way I could put it together the way he does. And I'm fallible. And I need feedback to help me correct that and make me less fallible. And that's where you come in as an audience member. Now, if you are able to offer me feedback through iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to this, that'd be a great place to start. You could do that at any time. Give a rating review. It's going to help me make the show better, and it's going to help people discover the show. But if you want to take it a step further, you want to go one step beyond, what you can do is become a supporter of the podcast, a Patreon patron, if you will. And what you will get with that, well, it depends on what level you support at. There's supporting levels from $1 all the way up to $50. And the $50 mark, there's a limited number of coaching sessions that you'll get with me, which is a great value. And that allows you to connect with me directly. So you don't just hear me talking, kind of at you, as I do through the podcast, but I get to talk with you. We get to have a conversation. So check out patreon.com/productivityist if you're able to offer any kind of monetary support to help make the show better. All the money that comes in through Patreon, we put back in towards the show, towards putting some graphics together, which we're working on, towards just making the show better on the whole. So again, patreon.com/productivityist if you want to take your support to the next level. This episode was all about taking things to the next level, and I am grateful that you joined me for it. Until next time, I am your host, Mike Vardy, reminding you to stop guessing and start going.